This is Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. A lot has happened in Fresno Unified since the last time we had Mackenzie Mays, education reporter from the Fresno Bee, on our program. Foremost, Superintendent Michael Hansen announced in mid-December he would be stepping down at the end of his contract, which is in mid-2017. There's a lot more drama here to bring us up to date. Mackenzie, welcome.
Thank you.
So this thing about Michael Hansen stepping down, let's go back to mid-December. This press conference is called. What happened?
So he says he is planning to leave in August. And I think it was a shock for a lot of people, although he has been superintendent for almost 12 years and the average tenure to be a superintendent is 2 years. So he says it's time. But the timing is suspicious, I guess, that the school district is under a federal investigation. There's a related lawsuit suing the district for no-bid construction contracts. And Hansen says it's unrelated, but other people are unconvinced.
And there's also new members of the school board and a new school board president. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So in November, we got two new members who haven't came out and said they're against Hansen, but also are saying that they're going to hold his feet to the fire a little bit. And his biggest adversary, Brooke Ashton, was nominated from trustee to president. And so it's been a little intense since then.
Now, there was a very interesting scenario that played out a few days ago at a school board meeting. You were there. You said it was a little bit of an awkward scenario. Tell us what happened in the room.
Yeah, so last week before the public school board meeting started, President Brooke Ashton came out and instructed Hansen's chief of staff to move around the seating arrangement. So he moved the nameplate for Superintendent Hansen from the center of the school board down to the end of the dais. And this has been talked about a little bit. A lot of elected boards around here and across the country, I presume, have the person like the superintendent down at the end to signify that the school board is the employer of that person and not the other way around. But you could see that that wasn't discussed with Superintendent Hansen. When he came out, he sat his things, his books, down in the middle seat, had to be instructed to move down to the end. And so there were some critics there. They said it was sort of a petty move, and others said it was symbolic of, you know, turning around the direction of the district since Hansen has said he's going to leave. So
Hansen has now moved to the end of the table. It doesn't sound like that went over very well, but there's also more drama going on behind the scenes. There was a closed-door meeting last week. Do we have any idea what was the item of discussion?
Yeah, we do and we don't. So last week they met for about 2 hours in closed session. They came out with nothing to report to the public. And then tomorrow they're going to do the same. And the agenda says it's about an employee resignation or some sort of employment matter. It doesn't name the employee, but I think we're all guessing that it has to do with Superintendent Hansen. And the teachers union last week asked the school board to essentially fire Hansen instead of allowing him to resign. They're saying he doesn't need to stay until August. So we are assuming that behind these closed-door meetings that they might be discussing what the plan is there.
Now, there's also another drama playing out on another meeting front, and that's negotiations between the teachers' union and the district over a contract. So what's happening there, and is this part of the overall debate?
Well, yeah, it's gotten pretty heated. You know, the teachers' union has actually asked in recent months to negotiate publicly, which is a rare move, and the district doesn't want to do that. And a month ago, the teachers' union even suggested or hinted at going on strike. So it's definitely heated between these two groups, as it usually is, right?
So there's another interesting scenario that played out back in, I believe it was late 2016, a private meeting between Hansen and school board president Ashton and another member that didn't take place. Is that correct? They wanted to meet, but Hansen said he wanted his attorneys there, and that blew up as well.
Yeah, so when you get new board leadership, like new President Ashton and the new clerk, who is actually the newest trustee on the board, you meet with the superintendent. But in a memo that we were given, we found out that meeting couldn't happen because essentially people couldn't get along enough. The superintendent wanted legal counsel there present, and they said that that was totally unnecessary and didn't want it there. But, you know, usually, typically, you wouldn't need counsel. But, you know, some people say you can't blame Hansen for the year that he's had with Brooke Ashton for suggesting that, you know.
What has been the relationship like? Obviously, we've already characterized it as tense, as even maybe antagonistic. Is there a working relationship over the last really 2 years between Ashton and Hansen? How did it go so sour between the two?
I mean, if there is a working relationship, I'm not aware of it. I've been here for a year and a half, and since then, Ashton has been the most vocal trustee. He's been calling for transparency. He's been really against, you know, the FBI investigation, asking for the public to know more. And he does, you know, blame the superintendent for a lot of that. Meanwhile, the superintendent says the FBI is no big deal. He says what investigation, you know, he's really downplaying it. And Brooke is doing the opposite. So it's definitely no secret that they don't get along. And so if these closed-door meetings, if these are the conversations that are happening, I don't think anyone would be shocked.
Why did Hansen, did he say why he intends to stay on through August, at least back when he had his press conference last year? Was there some reasoning by essentially making himself a lame duck?
Yeah, he... In his original resignation, he said that he was helping the district out. You know, he wanted to help that transition process. But, you know, usually you would get rid of the superintendent, the superintendent would resign, and then you get an interim superintendent who could stay for a year, a few months, while you perform a nationwide search for his replacement. And it sounded like he was offering to stay to do the district and the public a favor.
Is some of this also just the district playing a card, perhaps, in the negotiation game with the union? Is that something that people should consider as what all the cards that are going on behind the scenes? Do you think that is something that potentially could be happening, or?
You know, I don't
not
know.
Not to speculate too much. You're a good reporter there.
Not
doing too much analysis here. what do we know about the efforts to get a new superintendent?
It's way too soon. At least that's what I'm told. So we would have to get an interim first, it looks like. I've covered statewide superintendent searches in the past. And you usually hire a firm for X amount of money, and they do an independent search, typically nationwide search. So really the next step for the board, if they do push him out before August, which we don't know if they are, would be to get an interim in fairly quickly who would try to control everything while they perform the real nationwide search.
But that hasn't happened yet.
No, none of that's happened yet.
How did the rest of that meeting go last week, the one where they reassigned the chairs? Was there business being done, and were they able to work it out, work together in some way?
Yeah, no, you'd be surprised if you came to these public meetings. None of that, you know, I don't know if right now it's a personnel issue, which is legally behind closed doors, but if you would have attended the meeting, it was business as usual for most of it. You know, the public doesn't know what the plan is as far as the replacement just yet.
So what's the next step? There's another closed door meeting?
There's one tomorrow that I will be at. It starts at 5:30, but it will be, as far as I know, completely in closed session. And then, you know, law says that if you do make any decision behind closed doors, you have to report that out. So there's a chance that it will be deja vu and they'll come out and say nothing to report. And these meetings could be every week for months, or they could come out with some really big news.
Mackenzie Mays, education reporter from the Fresno Bee. You'll read about all of the drama behind the Fresno Unified Superintendent and Board situation in the Bee and online at fresnobee.com. Mackenzie, thanks so much.
Thank you.